Nolte, another epic fail for Robert Mueller after guilty verdict against Flynn partner overturned. By John Nolte on September 25, 2019. In today's edition of Mueller Time, we learn that the guilty verdict against Bijan Kayan, Michael Flynn's former business partner and co-founder of the Flynn Intel Group, has been completely overturned. In December of 2018, Kayan, who is also known as Bijan Rafikian, was indicted in Robert Mueller's expansive federal probe of Russian collusion, which ended up proving the whole thing was a hoax manufactured by Democrats and the media, but did ensnare people such as Kayan and Michael Flynn, who was President Trump's national security advisor. In July of 2019, just 8 months after the indictment, a Virginia jury convicted Kayan of illegally lobbying in the U.S. on behalf of the Turkish government. According to The Hill, Kayan was facing 15 years in prison. Hey, another big win for left-wing superhero Robert Mueller, right? Except, on Wednesday a federal judge overturned the entire verdict, based on a lack of evidence and inadequate instructions to the jury on the use of hearsay statements, the role of Flynn or the knowledge required to convict Rafikian on one of the charges. The government failed to present substantial evidence for a rational juror to find beyond a reasonable doubt that Rafikian knowingly participated in a conspiracy to act as an unregistered agent of a foreign government and make willful and material false statements and omissions in a FARA filing, the judge wrote. Prosecutors have not said if they will refile charges, but did release a statement, saying, the U.S. Attorney's Office is reviewing the court's opinion vacating the jury's verdict in the Rafikian matter. We do not have any further comment at this time. Think about the possible corruption at work here. It is extremely rare for a judge to overturn a verdict such as this, and the fact that the apparent corruption began with an indictment and lasted straight through to jury instructions is enough to take your breath away. Robert Mueller and his crooked gang of extremist Democrats were on a vendetta to destroy anyone associated with Trump, and anyone associated with anyone associated with Trump. If they couldn't indict them, the Mueller cabal tried to bankrupt them or intimidate them, as they did to General Flynn. Just one more example of the breathtaking abuse of power behind this coup and a corrupt media that aid and bet, rather than expose it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.